Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Welcome back to Hawza Life, the show where we show you what Hawza Life is really like for a student living here in the holy city of Qom.
This is my husband, Muzaffar Abbas Haider.
And this is my wife, Sayyida Fatima Ali.
Now, there are a lot of questions out there that viewers such as yourselves have about the Hawza Life in Qom. And that is why we are here to give you some insight into our lives in Qom.
Now, just to start off by giving you some updates, I've started Arabic.
And my Hawza has started, alhamdulillah, and I've started learning Farsi.
Right, so the standard format when you come here to Hawza is that you are entered into the Farsi program, because obviously there's thousands of students coming from all over the world, and the first thing they need to do is get a grasp of the language.
And I go to Bint al-Huda, which is a pure Farsi madrasa, no English, nothing. The teachers don't know English. The students around are from, in my class, I have someone from Hong Kong, people from China, from India. I have a Nigerian girl, obviously some Pakistani Indian people as well.
We have two questions in today's show for you. And the first is from this young boy.
I want to be an entomologist when I'm older. But all you see around England are rabbits and foxes and cats and dogs and pigeons. But I wondered what wanders the streets of Qom. Thank you.
Oh, he's so cute. Oh, where do you get your good looks from? Be careful when you grow up. The girls are just going to run after you. You have to, you know, have a defensive shield up as you grow older.
Did you face
Remember?
It? Huh? Did you face that?
No comment. Anyway, going back to the question, animals.
We live in Sharik Ahmadiyya, which is, we told you, with the desert part of the
Sometimes
city.
Dogs.
Winter, we have dogs coming up from the desert.
She is terrified of animals. She's just scared of them. I keep telling her, it's just a dog, it's not going to do anything. But so there are wild stray dogs. And then there's cats.
I'm not scared of cats anymore. I was before, but he took out the fear of cats.
Yeah. I'm sorry. Sorry if you were expecting a more exotic reply. One of my colleagues told me that he found a scorpion once. I'll tell you one thing, there is cockroaches, and they're nasty. They're blooming scary. If you get a house over here, you need to keep it really clean. And I mean really clean. Otherwise, those things like we do.
I do. Okay. You clean the house.
We'll talk about that later.
Did you ever clean the house?
Tell them the truth. Sometimes the house isn't a mess at all, and she's like,
cleanliness is a part of Islam.
For example, we have a hadith from Imam Ali alayhi salam who says, نَظِّفُ بُيُوتَكُمْ مِنْ حَوْكِ الْعَنْكَبُوتِ فَإِنَّ تَرْكَهُ فِي الْبَيْتِ يُرِيثُ الْفَقْرِ.
The hadith says that if you have cobwebs in your house and your house is dirty, then it brings poverty. And that's what Imam Ali alayhi salam said.
Let's go to the second question.
Our names are Sana and Qasim. And our questions to you are, what do you guys do for fun? Thank you.
Aw, they're so cute.
Okay, so let's... what do we do for fun?
What do we do for fun, yeah.
We don't really get much time for fun.
We like spending time at the Haram, like contemplating about stuff, like reciting some Quran.
Okay, so in Iran, yeah. Right? You know how you get a two-day weekend? Friday is the only weekend over here. So you know over there you get Saturday and Sunday. Over here, it's just Friday. So that one day that we do get off, we try and make the most of it.
We're at Bama, which is a very good fast food place. We're getting cheese pizza, chicken wings, spicy chicken wings, and drinks. He's really tired. Zephyr, are you okay? This is how we spend our weekends, guys.
Muzaffar, how are the chicken wings? Muzaffar, how are the chicken wings?
They're really good.
Yeah, we sleep in.
Sleep.
Definitely sleep in, yeah.
Definitely.
You need to get that catch-up sleep.
Sleep in, just relax at home. And we, like, he studies. And, like, now my house is started, so I'm going to study as well. He's, like, always, like, I need to study. Even on a weekend, he has that stress that I need to study.
Basically, when me and Zafar get a weekend off, we spend time doing important work.
Friday, grocery shopping is the most fun thing to do for me. Grocery shopping, shopping things from the house, and going to this. We have a plastic shop in home, which I love. They have everything for the house, like carpet, crockery, things for the kitchen, things for the room, everything. So I love that shop. And he gets super, super, super
I get bored just thinking about it, honestly.
Should we get something like this? Because we make so much food. We need to get something like this.
I'm bored.
5,500. Not that guy. If it's, I'm going to buy these, it's a really good price. 5,800 for three.
How can you enjoy grocery shopping?
It's a woman thing.
It's so weird. You know, when you're a kid, you enjoy playing with a ball. Somebody gives you a ball, you enjoy playing with it. Somebody gives you a video game, you enjoy playing with it. And when you grow a little bit older, you just don't enjoy those things anymore because you have so many things on your to-do list.
Here you get the best pancakes and brownies.
I love the Farsi word for prawns, migu. Curry and cheese pasta. This is pizza pasta with spring vegetable flavor.
Make it for dinner tonight. So what we do is in the morning, wake up at 6-ish, pray Fajr, then I make some coffee for him because he loves coffee.
Basically, it's 7 o'clock in the morning right now and Muzaffar is getting ready for his hausa. He loves his morning coffee in the morning. He can't go to work without coffee.
So when I arrive at my hauza, I drive from Shahrek and Mehdi, I get to my hauza. When I'm in my hauza, I study. Okay, so while I'm at madrasa, meanwhile, she is relaxing out.
I'm not relaxing, Muzaffar.
Yeah.
What? He says I'm
relaxing. Madrasa doesn't start until 2 p.m.
Muzaffar, you know how busy I am? Okay, as soon as he leaves at 7:30.
Yeah, it's around 8. Muzaffar left. And I am gonna start cleaning the house. It's like 9:30 right now. I've cleaned up the house, I've freshened up, I've eaten some breakfast, and like I've cut all the vegetables and whatever I needed to make. Cooking is almost done. So now I'm gonna study for a bit. So like around 10-ish I'm gonna start, and then maybe till 12:30. My bus comes at 1 o'clock.
So wait. So at 2 o'clock, her madrasa starts, my madrasa finishes. All right? And then after my madrasa finishes, so I pray Zohar Asr and I study here.
Yeah. And what I do is at 1:10, my bus comes, like really like in front of my house.
I'm going to my bus station now.
Come to the shop, the grocery shop we have near our house. I just buy something quickly so that I can have it at lunch at school because we get quite hungry while I study. So I take the bus, the service by the hauza, I go to madrasa and then study for 4 hours. So basically I'm studying Farsi, so just learning alif, be, pe, te, se, you know, and learning what are the words called in Farsi. 6 o'clock, Muzaffar is studying at studio at the IP, and I am 6 o'clock, I get a bus service. And I come to work.
And I'm going to my bus to get the bus to go to work now. And it's 6 o'clock right now and I'm done hauza.
6 o'clock to 9 o'clock. We are here trying to create some content for you guys.
And 9 o'clock we finish work. We pack up.
It's home time right now. Yeah. What time is it?
It's
9:30, I think.
Yes, yeah,
9:30 and Muzaffar is really tired.
This is the fruit market in Qom. This is where we get many people get their fruits. It's really cheap out here. And they have this.
And then they sell fruits out here in the night. And they're all really friendly, grumpy people. Let's go. Okay, so right now it's 9:30 something.
Yeah.
Around about this time we get really tired, really hungry, really sleepy. This is how you get a taxi in Iran. So you come to the side of the road and you just wait, staring in that direction.
Basically, we're in a taxi right now, and it's really dark. You can hardly see me, but you might see the shops around.
So we've just gotten off work, and we've come to a restaurant because we're too tired to cook today.
I am too tired.
Yeah, Seda's too tired to cook today. And then she said, you cook today. So I said, all right, we're going to a restaurant.
That's his way of cooking dinner.
Sometimes, but sometimes I do cook.
And then when we reach home, wait for it. More studying. If you do choose to be a Hausa student, and inshallah you do. And if you do choose to be a productive Hausa student, you're not going to have much time on your hands.
Free time. And that's it for today.
Inshallah, if you have any questions of your own, do feel free to send them to us.
On Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, Telegram and Snapchat.
Or you can email them to us. From my wife, Sayyida Fatima Ali.
From my husband, Muzaffar Abbas Haider.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.